1-800-449-8686. And now, Phil Henry.
Welcome to the Phil Henry Show. Margaret Gray is going to join us in a moment to talk about the... Actually, a controversy that's erupted concerning the Barbara Walters interview with Halle Berry and Sarah Jessica Parker and the fact that she feels she's been scooped by Barbara Walters. Also, stay tuned later in this hour for my commentary on the dog mauling verdict that just came in this afternoon. But right now, Margaret Gray, live from Santa Monica. What is the problem? Is it between you and Barbara Walters or between you and ABC? Because she has an interview scheduled for this Sunday night interviewing Halle Berry and...
And Sarah Jessica Parker, Phil. And let me tell you, I am angry and I'm hurt about what's happened, and I've been on the phone with ABC all morning.
And well, what did happen?
Well, if you don't know, really, you're the only one. I read in the morning paper that Barbara Walters has stolen my interviews with Halle Berry and Sarah Jessica Parker.
She's stolen them.
She has stolen them. I had these interviews set up.
Now, but I want you to be careful because this is a serious accusation. Barbara Walters stole interviews that you had scheduled with Halle Berry and Sarah Jessica Parker.
She stole them. She was aware of the fact that I had an exclusive print interview with both of them scheduled for next Monday, and she's doing her little interview on them on Sunday night. Now, Phil, I really want to be heard on this.
Well, go ahead.
Barbara Walters is a disgusting old voyeur who will stop at nothing and climb over anyone's back to keep her rancid old career alive. And the only reason why she's had any success is because people are giving her a break. It's like she has cerebral spastic palsy, and it reminds people of their own children. She is an individual who obviously people find it endearing that she has a cleft palate. When she started out, I was one of the first to say, give her a break. She starts doing her interviews, but I think the time has come for the American people to stop catering to her and mollycoddling her because she happens to resonate with them on a familiar level. And the idea...
Wait a minute. You're saying that Barbara Walters' success comes...
I think she's a good interviewer. Don't get me wrong. But I think the reason why she took off... Phil, she talks like a spaz.
And you said that now three times. What do you mean she talks like a spaz?
She has...
I know she has a speech impediment.
Yes. And that reminds most... That reminds most people of their children. Now, you know and I know, Phil, because I've raised a son. I know you have four children. Children, when they're small, talk with a lisp. They talk with cute little verbal... idiosyncrasies. I know your daughter when she had braces, didn't she?
Yeah, she had a little bit of a lisp.
It's cute. And it reminds people of their children. But Barbara Walters is taking it to a level of larceny and deceit that I think is absolutely wrong. She has stolen these interviews.
What can you... I need to know how you can back up the charge that she's stolen these interviews.
I was going to sit down with these two women on Monday, but this old spastic got a hold of these two women and decided to put them on the air Sunday.
But isn't it true, can't we say with absolute clarity, that it's one thing to say she steals something, it's another thing to say, well, okay, I got a scoop.
You know something, Phil?
No, really, she scooped you. I mean, if she got the interviews before you did...
You see, but you're falling prey to the same thing. You're saying, well, she talks with a lisp, she talks like a hair lip, she reminds me of my daughter, and so I'm going to give her a break. And that's the part that I don't...
What about the fact that maybe she does a very interesting interview?
I do interesting interviews. I interview the stars. And I'll tell you something else, a little something you may not know about Ms. Walters. She's also a lesbian. The fact is...
All right, you're coming out with some stuff here.
The fact is, the rumor's been out there for a long time. I think she's a ham sandwich-eating dyke from a long way back, and I think that hair lip act of hers has worn thin, And I think the time has come to call a spade a spade. She's a thief. Now, you saw what she did to Diane Sawyer.
Let's back up and hold on.
You saw what she did.
No, wait. Let's back up and hold on. The Diane Sawyer interview had to do with Diane Sawyer getting Rosie O'Donnell to say on the record that she was a lesbian. And apparently...
And the old hair lip leaked it on The View. You know it as well as I do.
Barbara Walters mentioned it, but she said she didn't do it with any, you know...
Phil, listen to yourself covering up for her. This old spaz has been on the air on ABC or on NBC or a combination of both for 40 years getting away with the hair lip act and interviewing every great star.
Well, you can say she talks with a speech impediment. You might even say her success comes from the fact that most Americans are reminded of their own children when Barbara Walters talks. But you can't prove that she stole these interviews.
Oh, she'll say something like, oh, I didn't mean to,
And the fact of the matter is, you're in the print medium, she's in TV. Which person do you think Halle Berry and Sarah Jessica Parker, which person do you think they want to talk to? They're going to talk to a TV star. 1-800-449...
Phil, that is totally unfair.
Wait a minute. 1-800-449-8686 is the Phil Henry Show. I'm talking right now with Margaret Gray, who does a print column, and she claims Barbara Walters has stolen the Halle Berry, Sarah Jessica interview from her. You had this lined up.
I was almost 100%.
What do you mean you were almost 100%?
I had put in several calls, and it was my understanding that they could talk to me on Monday.
Well, you didn't have this nailed down.
Look, Phil, make all the excuses you want for the hair lip. But the idea...
And the constant referring to Barbara Walters as a hair lip is what?
It's the fact that because she talks with a lisp, everyone goes, it reminds me of my daughter. That reminds me of my baby son. Listen to how cute she sounds. So let's give her a break and watch her interview. This idea that because one has a physical malady or some kind of a physical deformity makes them cute and endearing, I think has gone too far. It's screwing with my livelihood. Now, this old spastic can go on...
You keep... Look at... The woman, for whatever reason, she got these interviews with Halle Berry and she got the interview with Sarah Jessica Parker...
She's a cutthroat. She walked over Diane Sawyer's back. She's walking over mine. Let me tell you something. I think she's a lesbian. Now, you don't have to believe that.
Fine.
I am going to be on the red carpet on Sunday night at the Academy Awards. And when she comes down that red carpet, I'll be half tempted to lift it right above my waist and say, dinner's served. And I bet you anything, Phil...
Come on, Margaret.
No, listen to me. I'll bet you anything she gives it a second glance. Now, say what you want, Phil. The American people have been fooled. They have been tricked. They have been manipulated, and they have been pushed into thinking Barbara Walters is great.
Well, don't they?
No, they don't. They simply think she's cute because she talks like a spaz. Now, if you're 7, it's cute. If you're 70 like she is, it is tragic. 7, talk about this, it's cool. 70, talk about this, and you want to give them a tin cup and put them out in front of the airport. And my idea...
All right, hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. So Margaret Gray claims that Barbara Walters, the only reason why she's been successful is because her lisp reminds the American people of their own children. And so it's endearing somehow. And on top of that, she's accused her of stealing the Halle Berry, Sarah Jessica Parker interview. And on top of that, she says she's a lesbian. We got one bitter woman on the phone with us, not, what, 2-3 days away from the Academy Awards. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Look, that's what I'm talking about.
Well, look, Barbara Walters has a speech impediment.
But, Phil, the danger is this. The more popular Barbara Walters gets, the more people want to emulate her. And suddenly it's all right to talk like a retard and say, oh, it's true, and mispronounce the R's and everything else. I think it's wrong. And I,
but you may say it's wrong that Barbara Walters has a speech impediment, but the reason why you're angry is not because she has a speech impediment. It's because...
No, it is.
No, it's because you say she took an interview from you, the Halle Berry, Sarah Jessica Parker.
Look, I'm three times the interviewer she is, but she's on television talking as if somebody hit her in the mouth with a 2x4. Now, why is that fair? It's not fair. And I've got a little boy running around the house saying, Isuzu Trooper, and you know, Wesley Wabbit, and all of that, the way that Barbara Walters does it.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Margaret Gray is with us. Barbara Walters, she accuses of taking the Halle Berry interview from her, and she also says that, how did a woman with a speech impediment, as she says, a voyeuristic old dyke hair lip, get to be as popular as she is? Wow. You sound so angry.
Well, I am angry.
1-800-449-8686. Beverly, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi, Margaret Gray. You sound like a very bitter, scorned woman. And as a media person, you should be a lot more professional. You sound extremely unprofessional.
Well, you know, I'm just tired
Excuse
of her.
Excuse me.
I'm
even if Barbara
her.
Walters...
I'm tired
say,
of
Barbara
her
Walters
things.
Probably earned her place in TV with a hair lip. And she is a professional.
She
needs to be more of a lady and act like a professional and not...
Well, first of all, she didn't earn her position. She got the...
You know what?
Obviously
she did because she is where she is. You're the one who's acting like a scorned, unprofessional woman, and it's totally unacceptable. I'm listening to the radio, and I'm getting mad.
Oh, she earned her place by hiding
the
fact that she's a lesbian.
Who the hell are you to talk to people like that?
I beg your pardon?
It's not your place to be... You know what? You want to be successful? Be professional. Be a lady. You want to be a dyke, be a dyke, but be professional.
I am competitive, and it's
you know what? Competitive
it's about time women
competitive.
Start being competitive, too, instead of just men.
Listen,
and I'm calling
you act
it the
like
it
a
is.
Professional.
She's
by acting this way on the radio, you only make yourself... By acting this way
you
on the
are,
radio,
you know,
only make yourself worse.
I mean, you're sounding bitter.
No, because I'm proving what I'm saying. It isn't that I'm just bitter that she's a hair lip. It's the fact she got successful because she talks like a spaz.
What do you have to make you professional? Make you better than Barbara Walters?
Why are you saying that she's talked that she got that she got successful because of that?
Because the people of America feel sorry for her because she sounds like one of their kids, and so they go, well, I guess I'll watch her because she sounds like my daughter.
That's nonsense.
I wouldn't have anything against her if she was doing cartoons. But doing interviews, no. I'm sorry. You don't go. Hello, everybody, and like that, and forget it. You got to do cartoons.
All right.
You got to be a professional.
Thank you.
All right. Well, Beverly, when you get into my profession, you talk to me about it. Until then, have fun.
Act like a lady and be
have fun sweeping up the salon.
All right.
I mean, really.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Leah, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
Phil.
Hi.
I have a comment for Miss Gray about the Barbara Walters issue, and honestly, I think that. Miss Gray, you must be jealous.
I think one of the problems we're having
no,
is there
Liz,
are a lot
wait
of
a minute.
Non-professionals calling in and telling me my job. My job is, and it's to get an interview. And also you have to remember that when a woman is aggressive, it's not okay. And other women have fallen into this trap.
Well,
these women are calling and saying, well, you're not allowed to be aggressive because you're a woman.
I'm not saying that.
Well, you let the lady talk.
I already know what she's going to say.
No,
you don't know what she's going to say.
You're not
let her finish.
Well, you don't like an aggressive woman because you think that's only the domain of men.
Well, let me finish because I did not mention anything about it being aggressive. What I'm saying is I don't think you're being fair to Barbara Walters. She's a very educated woman.
Really? Where did she go to school?
Where did she go to school?
If you know she's educated, where did she go to school? See, that's the whole thing.
You know what?
She's
you're not letting me finish.
Well,
Where did she go to school?
Where did she go to school?
Honestly,
all right, well, what is the point
you're
saying?
The lady here doesn't know what she's talking about. She doesn't know that the woman went to school.
Where did she go to school, Leah?
I'm not sure where she went to school.
All right, so you don't know. The
you know what?
Lip that Barbara could... She could be a What about subliminal messages for children becoming lesbians?
You know what? What is a child doing watching
a Barbara
Walters show?
What do you mean subliminal messages for children becoming lesbians?
Oh, they sit down and watch those interview shows because she's talking to who? Rosie O'Donnell, Clint Eastwood, all of the kid favorites.
You know what? You said that your 3-year-old son was imitating Barbara Walters.
Yes, running around lisping.
A three-year-old child? What is a 3-year-old child sitting doing down watching a Barbara Walters show? Like
a
view or something.
So you're admitting it's indecent.
No,
that's
I didn't say
saying.
That.
Yes, you
why,
are. You're why, saying,
why is your
child?
Why
is a child
is
watching?
Your, no, why is your child
is
watching
Barbara
Walters?
Is there something wrong with a child watching one of those interviews? I don't understand.
No, your child probably picked up the imitation from a cartoon show, not from Barbara Walters.
You know, there are cartoon characters that talk with a lisp.
Which
one? Right.
Ones?
And
who?
You know what? I watch
Such
Barbara Walters every morning,
and
I do not hear her.
I can
her.
Tell. I can tell that you do.
Right. Okay. You're going to throw insults. You're going to throw insults at, you know, at the public because...
How can you tell she does?
Because she did a, it, you know, I watched Barbara Walters. She did a little bit of that.
Oh,
and
you know what? You're
I'm
just insecure.
Of.
You're insecure that the public is calling in and humiliating you for bashing somebody like Barbara
her.
Walters.
There hasn't been one argument made yet that I haven't been able to rebound against.
Well, you're being rude to her. You're being rude to her.
You're talking with a lisp. And I can understand why you're defending her.
What do you mean
you know
she's
what?
Talking
I don't
with a lisp?
Have a lisp?
You're talking with a pronounced
no,
lisp.
No, I am not.
Ma'am, I heard you say it's true.
Oh, whatever.
Say the word true.
True? Does
well,
that sound like I have a lisp?
Well,
I don't
now
think
you're changing
so.
It around.
It sounds to me like
insulted.
She talks normally, okay? And the fact of the matter is, this has nothing whatsoever to do with Barbara Walters interviewing Halle Berry. And who is it?
Sarah Jessica Parker. I had that lined up. You know, people are lining up here defending Barbara Walters. Why? I'll tell you why. Because she's conned them with that lesbian hair lip act. And
well, you, what is with this lesbian thing you keep talking about?
You haven't
I think
heard.
She's just
you keep talking about the lesbian thing, hair lip thing, talking like a spat. The fact of the matter is...
That hair look, let me tell you something, it probably smells like tuna.
All right, look.
I think
what I am trying to figure out here is that this, you got an interview stolen from you. That's one thing. I understand that. I understand that if you feel professionally...
Still, I am telling it like it is. I'm saying what needs to be said. Barbara Walters is a disgusting old hag who's been stealing and thieving and climbing over people's backs for years.
And so you're willing to come on here and call her a lesbian hair lip. Isn't that right?
Well, what else can I do?
Well, how about if you just do the interviews yourself? Get on there and do the interviews as professionally as you can. How can you prove she stole it? You didn't even prove to me that you even have these things lined up. Are you going to interview Halle Berry and Sarah Jessica Parker, or are you not?
It was in the works.
It was in the works. Was it bona fide? Was it nailed down? Was it ready to go?
I was told that we had it in the hopper.
What do you mean in the hopper? Was the thing scheduled or not?
Look, I'm not going to argue this with you, okay?
Well, I won't argue with you either. It sounds to me like Barbara Walters has already got this thing in the can. Sounds to me like she already interviewed these guys. You got this thing lined up. You say, but you can't tell me for sure when or if. It's in the hopper. And so because Barbara Walters scooped you on this interview, she's a, let me see, how'd you put this? An old lesbian hair lip.
How do you talk funny and get a network
job? I don't know how you talk funny and get a network job, but she did.
And you don't think she should be doing cartoons?
I don't know, maybe. I guess, yeah, she could probably have done cartoons.
You're Barbara Walters, Phil. Okay.
Where are we going with this?
Just listen to me. You're Barbara Walters. You've got a career path. You can go off and interview Clint Eastwood, or you can do the voice of Deputy Dog. Quick, what do?
I go into cartoons.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about. How is it you could be Elmer Fudd, or you could be...
I guess I'd be Elmer Fudd, but she chose... You know, there's an old poem by Robert Frost. You know the poem I'm talking about?
The poem by Robert Frost?
Yeah, you know the one that I'm talking about, don't you?
Roses are red, violets are...
No, the one about the road less taken, okay? Two roads diverged in the woods, and I took the one less taken. She took the one less taken.
I don't understand.
Oh, yeah, okay. In any event, that's what she did. She got herself a job interviewing people, and if she talks like Elmer Fudd, well, she's the first person on network TV to sound like Elmer Fudd and interview Al Pacino.
And do a tango with him.
And do a tango with him. What's wrong with that?
Well, I think it's pretty stupid, a woman talking with a lisp, tangoing with Al Pacino.
I think it's pretty stupid looking at Al Pacino tango. I think it was pretty dumb watching Al Pacino. I think it's pretty dumb every time I see Al Pacino, to be honest with you. 1-800-449-8686. Margaret Gray, she got her big Halle Berry scoop stolen by Barbara Walters. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
Now here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
So there's a verdict in this dog mauling case, and I guess they got second-degree murder. The woman whose two huge dogs mauled a neighbor to death in the hallway of a San Francisco apartment building was found guilty Thursday. Oh, excuse me, second-degree murder and manslaughter, and could face life in prison when she's sentenced in May. She was walking the dogs when the attack occurred, gasped when the guilty verdict on the most serious charge against her. See, she's got this attorney, this Ruiz, who I guess figures she's some kind of a Johnny Cochran, Jerry Geisler type. You know, if you're going to make a name for yourself as a lawyer, you need to win a couple of cases there, Ms. Ruiz. And boy, you dropped the ball on this one big time. Her name's Nedra Ruiz. And she's very flamboyant, and she's all over the... But hey, you know what? In this day and age, you can lose a huge case and get yourself a radio talk show. So who knows? Witness Marcia Clark. Or how about the other guy? Who was the guy? Christopher Darden? Both those guys failed upwards. They blow one of the biggest criminal cases in the history of Los Angeles County, and now they're, you know, they got TV talk shows. They're going to be in a Ridley Scott movie. I think they're replacing Russell Crowe at the Academy Awards. They maybe even, what if the two of them walked out as presenters? And now for the best supporting actor, here are Marcia Clark and Christopher Darden. To the theme from Picnic or something. Thank you. So Nedra Ruiz is this attorney, and she's some kind of a flake case. She got out there and started gesticulating all over the place and laying on the floor and jumping up and down, and I guess she was going through the dramatics and the whole thespian attitude of what it was like to have been her client and watch this. Well, whatever she did, she blew it six ways to sunset, man, because her client is going up the river for a long, long time. So I think KFI in Los Angeles, I know of at least one station, Ms. Ruiz, where you can get a weekend talk show. So please call Robin Bertolucci at the following number. I'm joking. Not you, Robin. If David was still the PD, call David Hall at, I'm kidding around, David, you know that I am. Of course, you never really can tell, can you? So how about that? Justice is served. So she's got to go out now. Her husband, Robert Knoll, who was not home at the time of the attack, was convicted of the latter two charges and faces a maximum of 4 years in prison. The latter two charges are the charges of manslaughter. And they talked to the guy in the jury, and he said the woman, she didn't look like she cared. They kept saying over and over and over again how she'd been warned that these animals were dangerous, and it just didn't sink in. Because there's a mentality among some of these people that own these kinds of dogs. They think, my dog would never hurt me, and I don't get it. I mean, you know, people have these dogs for protection. And here's the crazy thing about it. Since this thing came down, these dogs have become even more popular. People want to find out how they can buy them, where they can get them, how much do they cost, because they're pretty vicious, and I imagine they defend a home very well. As a matter of fact, if I knew how to control one of these things and wasn't afraid for my own life or that it would rip the throat out of my kids, I think I'd buy one too. Word is these dogs are trained by guys in prison, so how bad can that be? You get yourself a dog trained by some guy in the Aryan Brotherhood, you know that's going to defend your home. That's a pretty good dog. Doesn't like black people, but, you know, just don't hire any black gardeners. I'm kidding around. Of course, there's bound to be somebody who doesn't get what I'm saying. Just like nobody got what Margaret was saying, you know. Actually, they got what Margaret was saying. Barbara Walters is a disgusting old hair-lip lesbian. Which, by the way, Margaret, good luck with that lawsuit. Boy, there is something about Barbara Walters that is a little sick and twisted, you know. When she gets on and does those interviews, and she starts coming on sexually to like Clint Eastwood, I really got to find a pan. I got to find some kind of a receptacle. Just do the interview, please. No sexual come on to any of the people, because it doesn't work. I don't buy for 1 minute that you didn't mean to steal that scoop from Diane Sawyer, Baba. I know for a fact you knew that you were going to be sticking it right in her and skewering her and roasting her over an open fire when you laid that whole thing out about Rosie on The View, okay? So don't say that you didn't know. You don't get to the position that you're in broadcasting, whatever position that may be, on any given day. You don't get to that position not being a little ruthless and a little cutthroat. So sure, she climbed over the back of Diane Sawyer and laid out that whole Rosie O'Donnell's a dyke bit just to undercut the whole Diane Sawyer interview. And as a result, no, I didn't watch the Diane Sawyer interview. But what's that got to do with it? There is something about Barbara Walters that smacks of just a nasty old lady. I'm sorry. I can't remember the last one of those interviews I ever watched, because every time I watch one of those, she's leaning on one arm, staring at the person, just, so what kind of a twee are you? What kind of a twee am I? I can tell you safely, if she were interviewing me, because of what I sense about that woman, so Phil, what kind of a twee are you? Barbara, I'm going to rape you right here on national television. I want to just get the cameraman ready for it. It's going to happen because you asked me what kind of a twee I am, and you've pissed me off. That's what I would be tempted to say. Would I do it? Of course I wouldn't. I'm a civilized man. Would she ever interview me? Of course she wouldn't. She's a civilized woman. Anyway, getting back to the dog mauling case, and you may ask yourself, what does Barbara Walters and a dog mauling case have to do with each other? I think they're perfectly connected. I think you can just flip from one to the other and know exactly what I'm talking about. Barbara Walters, dog mauling. Barbara Walters, dog mauling. It's perfect. I think the whole dog mauling is the result of listening to her say tweet one too many times. I think those dogs needed to get out of that apartment and get some air. Imagine her asking what kind of a tweet Christopher Weaves is. That'd be a real drag and a half. Why? Am I making fun of her speech impediment? Am I stooping to a very low form of so-called satire humor? Yes. I just don't particularly feel like watching another one of her interviews. I don't particularly feel like acknowledging or getting on the bandwagon with this sort of this mass attitude toward Barbara Walters is just sort of the national grandmother who gets to the root of everything, who gets right down to the deep and nasty secrets of how, you know, she'd turn her own mama inside out to get a story. Remember that whole thing with Anne Heche? She started dry heaving and hyperventilating. She could have, like, right there miscarried. I mean, she could have, for all we know, strangled to death in the middle of that thing. But Barbara just pushed her right back onto the sofa because, by God, she was going to get an answer to her question before the next commercial break, whether Anne Heche asphyxiated or not. Now, that, in my book, is a nasty old lady. Oh, just sit down, okay? I haven't finished asking my question. She's blue, the eyes are rolled back in the socket, the tongue's fat. Looks like she's coughing up a pound of liver. And there's Barbara getting the answer to that big question. So, are you a dyke or what's going on? You know, what business is it of yours? Well, why did you agree to come on my interview show? I don't know why I agreed. I guess I just, you know, I'm sorry. I let myself in for it. You're right. You're right. You're absolutely right. I have no defense, okay? Yeah, you agreed to come on here. Yeah, I agreed to come on. I'm sitting here, and now you're asking me if I'm gay, if I'm a dyke, if I'm a heroin addict, if I, you know, if I mistook a thermometer once for a Bic ballpoint pen and shoved it up my own rear end. All of those things. You're right. But I'm just here to tell you, I think there's something just very nasty about her. Something, well, something like that dog mauling case. The only really great thing Barbara Walters ever did was make Patrick Swayze cry in an interview. Patrick Swayze? Huh? I always keep thinking he's Jeff Bridges or something. I always mistake him for somebody. I don't know who. I always think he's Harrison Ford or Jeff Bridges. Oh, yeah, you're the guy. What did you do? You're the guy that danced or something, didn't you? But you also don't dance. You act or something. Didn't you do? What did you do? I did Ghost. Who? Which one were you? I was the Ghost. Oh, yeah. Didn't you do a movie about some surfers? Yeah, we ripped off people, and Keanu Reeves was an FBI agent who infiltrated us. Yeah, in one scene, Keanu Reeves chases you through a bunch of backyards, right? Yes, that's correct. Didn't I actually see you in one scene throw a pit bull at him in the middle of that chase? Yes, I did. That's one of the funniest things I've ever seen on film. They rob a bank wearing president's masks. And in one scene, Patrick Swayze takes off running through the backyard of some, you know, running through a bunch of backyards. And as Keanu Reeves is bearing down on him, the camera cuts and he's holding a dog and he throws the dog at him. I think that's when Swayze started crying. She reminded him of some of the films he's done.
Isn't it true? I know you. Stop it. Stop it.
You did Point Blank. You did Ugly. You know, you could have been kind of a Harrison Ford, Jeff Bridges kind of a guy. Could you? Who's the guy that Jeff Bridges is with in the new movie now? Who's the guy? I can't remember anyway. He could have been him, too. That's it. Glenn Close. You could have been Glenn Close, man. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show is back.
You're just not allowed to have your dog. You got it? You're not allowed to have your dog. We decide whether you get to have a dog. That's all there is to it. That's the way it works in a civilized society. Now, you may think, a lot of people treat their dogs like they treat their guns. You know, you're not going to pry my dog from my bed. Nothing will keep me from sleeping with my dog. Well, you can have sexual relations with an animal if you'd like, but if we find out about it, we're going to have you and your dog put away. The dog will be put in a nut house. You'll be, you know what we'll do is we'll put you down and let the dog live. Now, I don't know whether these people were having sex with the animal. You know, a lot of this stuff, just like the whole Ron Howard, is it an anti-Semitic film, that whole Beautiful Mind thing. A lot of this baloney just comes out because somebody just doesn't like a movie, they don't like a dog. And, of course, we're here to very proudly and very happily repeat all of the rumors, whether they're true or not. Like that John Nash is an anti-Semite. Well, the same thing was flying around these two people with the dogs. They were having sex with their dogs. You hear that one? That's somebody that really hated these dogs. Now, I don't take it. I don't have a personal thing against any dog other than Scooby-Doo. I hated that freaking thing. But other than that, that's the only dog I ever just wished would die. And wasn't Scooby-Doo hit by a truck in one episode? He was? Okay, great. But barking dogs, whatever. Let me tell you something. If I walk into somebody's house, and I'm sure this has happened to many people, forget about whether the dog humps your leg. That is something that animals do to show the pecking order within the pack. And there's, I don't know. I don't know if you could train an animal out of that. But one thing you can keep a dog from doing is barking at people as they walk into the house. I remember walking into people's houses and the dog backing up and barking. How many times have you seen that? Now, I'll give the thing about 10 seconds, and then I wear a pretty thick steel-toed boot. Now, you guys have heard this before in the show. You probably think I hate animals. No, I don't hate them at all. But I do punish them for the mistakes of their owners. That's what I do. I don't hate animals. I think they're great as far as they go. I mean, cats. I like cats. I like Robert De Niro's whole rationale in Meet the Parents. I don't like an emotionally shallow animal like a dog. I like an animal that sort of challenges you and tells you to go take a flying jump. Cats will do that. A cat will tell you to shove it where the sun doesn't shine, and you can, clean out the cat box. I'm going to go to sleep. I kind of like that about cats. People that don't like cats, I'm suspicious of. I think people that don't like cats must be stupid. I think they just need to be able to communicate with a dog because dogs are so freaking stupid. You could just look at a dog and he'll go, he'll kind of slobber all over you and, you get your kicks. I know you have a dog, Janice, and I don't mean you. I mean Chris. But moving along, when the dog is backing up, I wear a good thick steel-toed boot from my days in the Aryan Brotherhood, and I will just lean back and do a Garo Yepremian on that thing. I remember one time this woman invited me over for dinner, and it was a disastrous night from the beginning, and that's how the night began. It began with her dog, just like that. And I said, geez, wow, this dog won't shut up. And guess what she says to me? Oh, you don't like animals, huh? No, it's not that I don't like animals. It's that your freaking dog won't shut up. I don't care what people think about it. Shut your dog up when I'm coming into the house or anybody. Your dog dry humping the leg, barking incessantly, sniffing your crotch, or eating his food under a table that is set for human beings, all of those things are out. So I walked into this lady, she was cooking dinner for us, and she had a table set, and underneath the table was like a dog dish and a cat dish and some dog fur, and she's cooking like a lamb roast in a pot. Not roasting it, she was boiling lamb. In other words, everything that could possibly... See, why don't I just go have dinner in a tenement in East Dublin, as long as with eight kids in the other room? How about that? Why don't I just join Frank McCourt there in Angela's Ashes, and we can share a piece of pig fat? Where am I? Is this America, or am I here in freaking County Meath? So she says, come on in. You don't like animals, do you? No, they're fine. The dog's barking. Well, she's cleaning out a fish tank, too. So she's got on rubber gloves, and she's scrubbing out her fish tank. Real sexy. Woman that really wanted to make an impression, right? With the dog going, so she's going to feed me this lamb, and it smells like, well, it smells like a cat box. And I said, Jesus, I can't do this. I don't know. What am I going to do? I got to get out of this night. Somehow I have to make an excuse. I got to get out of here. So I said, Oh, what's wrong? Lamb. Yes. Oh, my God. I'm allergic to lamb. Isn't that nuts? Oh, my God, you're kidding. No, it's just I should have said something. I never thought that you'd cook lamb. Oh, you're allergic. Yeah, my throat tightens. And did you ever see Fearless with Jeff Bridges where he almost strangles on a strawberry? That will happen. I can constrict. And meanwhile, she doesn't notice what I'm doing. I'm talking to her, and she's all concerned for me. I have the dog, and, like, I've got its mouth shut with my hand, and I'm suffocating it. I'm basically smothering it. So the dog shut up. I'm getting out of the night because I'm saying I'm allergic to lamb. And so far, things are moving along better. Swear to God, I said, oh, God, I can't eat. She, oh, well, I guess, you know, yeah, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Well, do you want a beer? Yo, yeah, beer. You better damn believe I want a beer. Like about six of them, you know? And so I was able to smooth it out and get out of there in like within 60 minutes. What could have been a long night, just 1 minute. And I killed her dog. So you see how things... I don't think I'm alone on this. So you can cover your eyes. I'm not alone on this, man. I don't want no dog barking at me. And I certainly don't want the bloody thing biting me. And I think I'm not alone when I say I'd rather not have it maul me. I'd rather not have my throat torn out. Thank you very much. All right, 1-800-449. So guess what? These people going up, good for them. They're on their way. And, you know, all the lesbians there, Terminal Island, get ready. You got another one on the way. Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Don't forget our website, philhenryshow.com. That's philhenryshow.com. On it, you can see our Fiji photos, our big Fiji adventure vacation, Marie and I, and all of the pictures we took in Fiji. And also get your backstage pass so you can hear all of the great audio from the Phil Henry Show. That backstage pass is only $6.95, but that's the only way you can hear us online. That's the only way you can hear our archive shows. It's the only way you can hear some of the classic short bits and long bits. It's the only way you can hear our webcast that has been archived. The only way you can hear any of it or see any of it is with a backstage pass, $6.95. Get it now at philhenryshow.com.